This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another outstanding opportunity to enjoy the conversation and what's going on today. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. This week is Buy a Book Week.
Yeah, so, think about that, dummy.
Well, thank
you. Going to tell your friends, hey,
yeah.
Go buy a book.
Right. In an age where there are television sets in every room and the internet has movies galore, almost seems like the video has taken over our lives. The art of books being read. How long ago was it I got you that Kindle for Christmas? When was that? Do you remember that?
It was a long time ago.
You still use it?
I wore that one out.
Oh, you did?
So I had to replace it. But yeah, you got me. It was actually the Barnes & Noble version, the Nook, which I really liked.
Yeah. Well, I just think when I have a free moment, because what's required to do this program properly is knowledge about a lot of things. So I find myself reading a lot of items that are on the various news sources that I have every day, 14, 15, 16 different places that I surf through, not only while we're doing the program, but usually at night. At the end of the day, I come up here and I surf around to see what I think is going to be top-of-mind stuff for the next day. And when I'm on a plane, I read, but I don't read books, although I have a couple of books. As a matter of fact, I have a John Wayne biography that I've taken almost a year to to read. And then there's the book that Victoria gave me about dogs. That's a wonderful book. I read all of the magazines, Newsmax. I choke on some of that stuff every once in a while. And Reason magazine, the Libertarian magazine, and Mother Jones, that's another thing I choke on from time. But I think I need to know at least kind of what's going on. And then, you know, you have the usual sources, the people stuff online, USA, the news, not the USA radio news, but, yeah, USA Today, and the newspaper. There's a lot of stuff to read anyway. And so I don't do myself the favor of just going into some kind of relaxed mode to read a book, because I know what will happen. When I start reading a book, it's different than reading magazines and stuff, I go to sleep. It just relaxes me to the point of gonzo. Remember I used to, when I was doing mornings in Providence back in the 80s, I used to drive, I'd get up every morning at 3, and I'd drive down, it was about an hour's drive, and I'd read a book. I had an old Mercedes, and it was a bright light in the car, and I'd be tooling along Interstate 95, and there's nobody on the road, so I'd read the book while I was driving.
Wait a second.
I've told you that before.
I don't know. How would you read and drive at the same time? This does not seem like good advice for our young listeners.
Well, I didn't say it was good advice. We're talking about book week, and that was a time when I read books when I was driving at 4 o'clock in the morning to Providence. And there was nothing on the road, so it was a straight road. I just kind of read and drive at the same time. Anyway, maybe it's a little crazy, but the point of the matter here is that the whole era of books and reading books and the fact that people still write books, if it weren't, you know, for the people writing stories, writing books, there'd be no movies, really, and television programs, a lot of them are inspired by things that are written. The people, I got started thinking about this because we mentioned Stephen King and how he likes Mambo No. 5, that motivates him to write. whatever it is that motivates people to write these things, how sad would it be if we didn't have books to read? And me, how sad is it now that the old-fashioned art of reading a book is slowly fading away because of the damn devices? So this week, visit your local library, local bookstores. There are Barnes & Noble still around. As a matter of fact, we had one here in shopping center, moved across the street to sort of a strip mall, but there's still, you go in there, there's a lot of other things you can find in the bookstore. But the bottom line is that I think it will be pretty impossible for us to live and communicate without books. There's a perfection of an art. And I wonder, as I say that, whether there's going to be artificial intelligence, AI, writing books. Don't you? Doesn't the AI have to have some...
It does, but you got to give it an idea.
That's what I'm saying. It has to have... It doesn't come up... AI has no original ideas. It has to be fed... And you've been using it somewhat on your local program in Los Angeles, right?
You just play with it to see what it's capable of.
What is it? So should we hear? How would we do that if we did it here?
You go to ChatGPT and type in some stuff. And then our producer found voice AI. And so we put in a bunch of stuff for Joe Biden to say, a bunch of stuff for Donald Trump to say.
Really?
And, oh, man, it's pretty scary.
All right, so, James, why don't you go, and where does he have to go? Where does he goes to
chat? I don't know where the voice one is. That's ChatGPT is regular AI where you can say, in fact, you can just try it now. Type in a bio, I need a biography for, a short biography for Doug Steffen from The Good Day Show. And it'll come right up.
Yeah, let me see what
see
I
how
do.
Accurate it is.
All right, well, while we're talking, while you're figuring that out, there is some news from science this week. Apparently, some folks have gotten together to create human embryo-like structures grown solely from stem cells. I've been talking about this for a long time. Ever since the stem cell thing became a thing with religionists, people say, oh, we'll put a stop to that. No. There's a boat, a ship, like the old Norway, that was bought by a bunch of investors, and this ship floats around... goes around the world, and it stays in international waters so it can do the research without being in trouble with the law in any particular jurisdiction. Like, it's against the law in America, so if you're in the 200-mile zone doing this work, you could be arrested. Mm-hmm. So anyway, as a result of that, they have stem cells capable of developing outside of the womb, and they've kept them alive for more than a week. Wow. This is without the use of sperm or fertilized eggs. It's completely synthetic. In other words, a human being that's not really a human being. Hey, how's that blow your mind?
That's gross. I don't know. It's just too much for me. I can't handle that kind of stuff.
I just think it's beyond. This is damn
we're
that damn artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
of course we are.
For trouble.
What the hell do you think is going to come out of this that's any good for humanity? It isn't. There's nothing about this. It's about money, and people say, well, it's about research and science. And blah, blah, blah. No, it's about self-destruction. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this new embryonic structure, this new thing displayed functions and cell types that were the same as naturally fertilized embryos. Wow. The company's called Commercial Pregnancy. Great. And so anyway, they're trying to figure out the gestational value of this. And apparently, putting all these ingredients into a test tube in 14 days, you can get a baby.
Ooh.
Or a naturally fertilized embryo.
Gosh.
So what is...
Creepy.
What then, yeah, what happens? Oh, man. All right, so you got... James has gone to the computer world and found... What have you done?
Yeah.
What
have you done? I went to ChatGPT and I typed in word for word, I need a short biography for Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. And then I went to this free voiceover Speechify app that's online and put in the text that ChatGPT gave me, and then this is a voice that it will give me. So this is a short biography about the Good Day Show made strictly by AI right here.
Doug Steffen is a seasoned radio host and broadcasting veteran known for his engaging and informative Good Day Show. With a career spanning several decades, Doug has become a household name in the world of morning radio. Born with a passion for broadcasting, Doug Steffen embarked on his radio journey at a young age. Over the years, he honed his skills and built a reputation as a trusted voice in the industry. His commitment to delivering news, entertainment, and thought-provoking discussions in an engaging manner has endeared him to listeners across the nation.
Isn't that crazy?
So she said.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Good God.
No, it's
and
who
think
is
about
that
it,
voice?
Where did that voice come from? How long did it take James? It took him about 4 seconds.
It really did take long. This voice, her name is Aria. I think it's just a regular AI voice, but they've got all sorts of different options. They got Michelle, Monica, Brandon, Christopher, probably celebrities in here, too. No, it's absolutely crazy.
Does that blow your mind, Doug?
I'm going backwards now. Well, let's talk about what the paleontologists have found. 150-million-year-old bird.
It'll tell you faster than we can.
There's a dinosaur fossil of a bird that was found that's 150 million years old. There's been a lot of discovery lately. I don't know whether the evolution of archaeology is changing, because this summer, it seems to me, maybe it's just me, paying attention to stuff like this more than I used to, but it seems to me, does it seem to you, that there have been more discoveries of dinosaur stuff? Didn't they find something recently, a hole in a dinosaur eating another dinosaur, and they must have gotten killed in the mudslide because their beings were together fossilized? There's that kind of stuff going on. Just a lot of very interesting. Here's a new study to kind of put a cap on this. The study suggests the ability to remember the order in which information is received. And what has been found is that this, going back to the, I'm reading further into the synthetic stuff here, human beings are likely to be the only ones that can function now with a memory, a complex human brain that keeps things in order in our brain. In other words, this happens first, that's second, that's third. I think that's fascinating, frankly. All right, here we are. Let's take a breath. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Well, everything costs more, and that includes cars. The price of owning a new car has gone up a lot. AAA's Your Driving Costs Calculator helps you determine how much it'll cost for you to own and operate a new vehicle. The average cost of owning a new car, are you ready for this? $12,000 a year. That's almost $1,500 more than a year ago in 2022. AAA's Greg Brannon told me that manufacturers are still trying to catch up from the global supply chain issues and tighten new car inventory that happened in 2022. Greg says the conditions are improving, but new car prices remain high to counter what happened. Not only is the cost of a new vehicle higher, the finances are also a whopping 4.7% higher. Even EV owners are paying more per kilowatt to charge their car. Do your homework by using AAA's Your Driving Costs Calculator. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
Took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey, CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com, you now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck. And it's free. CarPro.com.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
Got this event. Hey, Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wanted, dead or alive, someone to take care of the artificial intelligence part of our program. Yeah, mostly dead, I think, under the circumstances. All right, Larry, let's get to 23 half the hour. Is the time for us to touch into social media. And I have been reluctant to mention Donald Trump's name only because it gets Jennifer going. But it's okay. It's all right. Trump's Truth Social has apparently gotten a lifeline this week. There was a deadline for a big cash infusion that was needed to keep this thing alive. He apparently is doing like he does with everything else and uses other people's money here.
Now we know why he got back on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Got to hedge your bets.
See you later. So, were you ever on Truth Social?
Yes, I am on Truth Social.
You are. And what do you see?
I don't use it very much,
see,
though. I find like it's definitely number four behind Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Right. Okay. So
it's a lot like Twitter, though. That's what it's designed to be like.
So, but it's owned by Trump Media and Technology Group Inc. So is there advertising that supports it? Where do you get the money? Is he taking money? He can't keep raiding his campaign account because that's all gone paying for the lawyers. So where do you get the dough?
I don't think this is campaign money. This kind of came out after the election. So I think it was, I know Devin Nunes, the former congressman, was involved in fundraising. So I think like any other business venture, you know, there were a lot of people, it's not just about Trump, I know, surprisingly, but there are a lot of people who are now acutely aware that big tech was colluding with the government during COVID. And so I think there was an appetite for a more free speech platform. In fact, that's what like Rumble and Gab, like all these different platforms came out around that same time because people wanted to have an ability to post things without being censored. So I think there was probably an appetite for that for investors for a while.
So has there been any connection to Truth Social in any of the legal harangues that he's in?
I don't think so. I know that they, and I could be wrong, I don't know of any connections, but I do know that I think it was Jack Smith who has been going after him and says he's got more indictments coming against Trump, so get ready for that, who said that he wanted all of the access to his Twitter stuff. I guess they were spying on him via Twitter. But I don't think...
Great. So Trump also said, this is making the rounds on all the social media, quote, I'm allowed to do whatever I want with classified documents. So why is this back in, this was some podcast, I think he was on with Hugh Hewitt, as a matter of fact.
He was this week, yeah.
Yeah, and he says, I can do what I want. What brought that about? And is that true? That's what's all over a lot of the social media. I'm allowed to do whatever I want with classified documents.
I didn't hear him say that. I listened to a bulk of the interview. I didn't hear it all, so it's possible that I mentioned that. But I know that all along he's contended, and by the way, every president has contended that they have the right to declassify anything. That's the plight of being the president. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not he went through the process of declassifying those documents or telling someone, hey, I'm declassifying this stuff, trying to get him on.
But what do you do to declassify? What do you
say?
I now pronounce your man wife?
Yeah, we're declassifying these documents. Yep.
So what kind of foolishness is all of this? I mean, there's some stuff. There's some, I think there's some legitimacy to going after him with a few of these things, but all of this piling on, it calls into question what is the motive, and I know the people that are on your side of the aisle are happy to, in a non-speculative way, say this is why this is being done.
Election interference, right.
And so then we have the whole discussion of impeaching Joe Biden. The Republicans are going to do that. And so we're back to the question of how does all of this help the country and help move us forward? And the answer to the question is it doesn't. It doesn't do any of those things. So here we are in what I consider to be an anti-American, anti-patriotic mode here, chasing these guys around instead of working for the betterment of our people. That's just, it's a disgrace. All right, so there's this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal prosecutors plan to seek a grand jury indictment of President Biden's son, Hunter, before the end of the month. That's according to court documents. The filing came in a gun possession case in which Hunter Biden was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. Hunter Biden's lawyers continue to argue that prosecutors are barred from filing additional charges under an agreement the two previous sides reached. It contains an immunity clause against federal prosecutions for other potential crimes. Texas must move a large floating barrier that Governor Greg Abbott placed on the river between the United States and Mexico this summer as part of a self-defense attempt to stop migrants from crossing America's southern border. Texas officials say the barrier is 100% effective. U.S. District Judge David Ezra says Texas, for now, must move the barrier out of the water and onto the riverbank by September 15th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Includes Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, James Collins at the controls in our main studio in Dallas on the Good Day program, where there's always something good to be said, always something there to remind me of how things could be, and that's on the plus and the minus side, I guess, if there's anything else, trying to find the good things and the good people to talk about. Let's see if we think. These sorts of stories frustrate me, and I think to myself, I wonder once in a while, Jennifer, how much of what we do here in the Good Day program do you carry with you when you do your morning program at KRLA?
Oh, I steal everything.
Oh, good.
Just kidding.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's not bad.
No, it just depends. Yeah. You know, breaking news of the day, that's what rules the program.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know one of the stories of the week that, do you want me to help you? Do you want me to take something?
No, I don't need any help, but help yourself.
because I have something I'm dying to talk about.
Well, then let's talk about it.
So this week, Tucker Carlson, you know Tucker Carlson, you love him, don't you?
I'm not a, Tucker and I had one exchange in person once, and I'm sure I bested him in the conversation, but I've always, the thing that bugged me about him at the beginning was his bow ties. That was very superficial.
Doesn't anymore. Now he doesn't do any ties. He just kind of has that open shirt look.
All right, so anyway, what's going on with Tucker?
So Tucker Carlson, you know, no longer at Fox, so now he has this show that he does on Twitter or X or whatever we want to call it. One of my listeners said we should call it Twix, which is the blend of Twitter and X, which I don't hate.
Also a candy bar.
Right. So he got a hold of this guy who's been making news. And the question is not about the claims. The claims are very salacious. But the questions are, for me, why now are we hearing this story? So his name is, I think it's Larry, is it Larry Sinclair? Something like that. Came out and said that in 1999, he met and did cocaine. He did cocaine and this person did crack cocaine and had an intimate relationship with a guy named Barack Obama back in 1999 in Chicago. There has been, I guess, an effort. So he went on his way. So this guy was interviewed by Tucker this week, and I listened to the whole thing just to see what it was all about. And the guy has a lot of details. He has a lot of details. He knows a lot of names. He said he was in town for a graduation. He was in a point in his life where he liked to go out and party and do drugs. He had a limo driver who introduced him to a friend of his named Barack Obama, who was then in the State House in Chicago. Barack Obama gets into the back of the limo. He's like, gosh, I'm feeling really tired, which is, I guess, code word for, can you get me some cocaine? And according to this guy, Barack Obama went and found a place in a lounge, I guess, where he got him $250 worth of cocaine. They go back to the car. He starts snorting lines, and Barack Obama starts smoking it out of a crack, out of a pipe. Then he initiates some rubbing on his leg, and things progress. He gets dropped off at his hotel, which was the Comfort Inn in Gurneyville in Illinois, if you know where that is. It's a landmark. And the next day, he has a knock on his door. It's Barack Obama again, and the same thing happens. He brings drugs. They have an intimate act. Barack Obama's gone, never sees him again. The guy goes on living his life. He moves to Mexico, of all places, and he happens to be watching. He didn't know who Barack Obama was, didn't know he was a politician, none of that. He said he was watching the Democrat convention in, 2007 it would have been. And he said he almost fell out of his chair when the guy that he knew from this interlude shows up as the Democrat nominee. So he got upset because Barack Obama was talking about don't do drugs, blah, blah, blah. He's like, wait a second, this guy was doing a lot of drugs. So he calls the campaign, says, I know he was doing drugs. And he doesn't tell him about the intimate acts. He said, I know he does drugs because he does it, you know, he needs to admit to what he's done, blah, blah, blah. Well, the campaign says, we're not going forward with this. They try to shut him down. Then a friend, this is all according to this story, then a friend of Jeremiah Wright and Obama, who was very close to him, Donald Young is his name, called him and
said, Jeremiah Wright was the minister of the church in Chicago.
Donald Young says, I was intimate with him too, but they're not going to move forward. And he goes, well, wait, how did you know we were intimate together? And then Donald Young goes, oh, well, I was intimate with him, too. So he had never told anybody that he had sexual relations with Barack Obama. He was just upset about the drug use. He has a press conference, gets totally shut down. The media calls him a whack job. That's the end of it, basically.
Of course they're going to call him a whack job. What do you think they're going to do?
So forget the claims for a second, because you can talk all you want about, you know, the salacious
talk is
it could
cheap,
be true,
as they say. Yep.
But my question is, if the media was able to, and we do know that the mainstream news media is pretty powerful in the stories that it chooses to pursue, why now are we allowed to hear this story? And don't forget, like 2 weeks ago, there was some writing from Barack Obama saying he fantasized about having romantic relationships with men. So if somebody, and when you think about an election coming up, you go, we believe that Barack Obama probably has some power still, or at least his staffers are still involved in the Biden White House and probably heavy-handed and running things, right? Does this mean that the powers that be within the party are trying to shake out the old regime and maybe bring in someone new for this election? I guess only time will tell, but interesting. And the guy has
Michelle Obama for president. Yay! Yeah.
Well, the guy has like not a tooth in his head, but he did seem to have a lot of dates and a lot
drugs
of information.
Will do that to your,
yeah. But so I don't know. I'm just curious to know what people think. I'm sort of a blank canvas. I'd never heard this before.
I all of that stuff could be hearsay, rumor, whatever it is. The past is the past. It doesn't have any influence on what's going on right now. I think what it does underscore, though, is the complete hypocrisy of those who are leaders, whether Democrats or Republicans. We've become, remember with doctors you had the Hippocratic Oath. We have become the hypocrisy in this country. It has nothing to do with Hippocratic Oath because it comes from two different sources. But there's a Hippocratic H-Y oath that these people take because they're all such God-blessed hypocrites. They're just the continuing talking down to Americans, about Americans, the fact that there's a culture and a class of people, the elitists who want to be politicians, and the people who think that they're in control, and in many instances, I guess they are.
Yeah.
There's a story floating around of Bill Gates making a $100 million investment in Anheuser-Busch as soon as he saw what was going on to the stock. And here's a guy that's arguably the third or fourth richest guy in the world. He's the founder of Microsoft, very smart, very quirky, kind of into himself in a manner of speaking, as I think anybody who's this successful is going to either are or they will become that way. But here's a fellow who knows what's going on the inside. He knows that whatever's going to happen. Now, I didn't get whether he shorted it or whether he just put $100 million in to Anheuser-Busch because he knows it's going to come back. So, and the only reason, excuse me, that I bring it up is because we're sort of talking about the elites, and there are plenty of different types. There's that type of elitism, there's the political elitism, there's the religious elitism.
There's a definite line, I think, that many people are just waking up to that separate you and me, Doug, and everyone listening, and the people who find themselves in power. And you just wonder where that...
But how do they get there?
Right.
Do they buy their way in? How do they get to the point of having the influence that they do?
Right.
They grow up on the right... They sleep on the right side of the bed. They grow up with the right relatives. Certainly you can say that about guys like Gavin Newsom, whose aunt is Nancy Pelosi. She orchestrated that whole thing and still continues
right
to be
place,
an orchestra.
Right place, right time.
Yeah.
I think it takes transactional people to be in politics, sadly.
So then there's Larry. Let's talk about our friend Larry Elder. You're closer to him than I am these days. But here's a guy who came from nothing. He came from Cleveland, Ohio. He was on the radio there when he was heard by... one of our, still your colleague, one of my former colleagues, Dennis Prager, and he brought this guy to the attention of the management at KVC. KVC hired him, and he became a fixture in Los Angeles, good radio guy. He and I started the same day on KVC in 1993. He was, and still is, an intelligent, intellectually stimulating force to be dealt with. That's why he was
good
on the radio.
Because there are a lot of smart people.
I wish he was still on the radio, frankly. I do a lot more good. But here's a guy who came from nothing, had nothing, zero, 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 and zero. And so he creates this whole persona around himself on the radio and decides he wants to run for office. And he is lambasted. He's the machine that supports Gavin Newsom, rips him apart. And instead of Gavin Newsom becoming the issue of his recall, which would have happened, I guess the sad reality is if Larry hadn't run or put his name in as a potential successor to Gavin Newsom, and then they used through their machinery all kinds of things to discredit Larry because he's a black conservative and all the other entrapments that go with it.
Yep.
Gavin Newsom, if it weren't for Larry, in a manner, is kind of a strange twist of events, Gavin Newsom would have been recalled. And that had been the end of him. But now, because they were as clever as they were about creating this mystique. And mystique can be it could be a negative mystique, can be a positive mystique. But in this case, it was a negative mystique about Larry saying things that were absolutely not true. But yet, it gained momentum because they had the money, the power, the influence to let it take hold.
They just brand someone as being a hateful person, and then all of a
sudden... Larry's a great guy.
No further... Yeah, and this is the thing, because we know Larry, we can say there's nothing even remotely true about what they have said.
No.
They set him up to be this, white face or the black face of white supremacy. And that's why it's interesting not to just go back to this presidential race for a second. What?
Yep. I'm just exasperated by all this crap.
Well, two things. One of them is that I love people. Like, I get it. If you don't like Trump, don't vote for Trump. But don't not vote for Trump because you think that, like, they're going to be nicer to another candidate. Whoever the candidate is going to be torn apart because they're going to try to take you down at all costs. That's number one. Mm. Number two, a lot of this elitist story is the same with Larry because most recently the RNC kept him out of the debate even though he met all the qualifiers because they said they didn't use the Rasmussen poll, which is nationally recognized. So there you go, the haves and the haves not have nots once again.
It's sad because you want things to be good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just too much of a Pollyanna. Maybe there's, I don't know, I think there's more good than bad, but we, for whatever the human condition is, however we've been created, our psyches and our mind, we tend to be attracted like, metal, the magnet that attracts one piece of metal to another. We seem to be attracted like moths to light to all of this crap, and instead of just finding the bright light. It's just very discouraging. All right, so I've had enough. I don't want...
On that note...
I'm done being discouraged.
Happy day.
Yeah, yeah. 48 after here on Good Day.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter. Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer
Power Mop. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow.
And then springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. It seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Three after the hour now. Questions for Dr. Ken. Welcome to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus of Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please feel free to reach out to Ken's office if you ever have a question about whether it's a cardiological matter, circulatory matter, just how your body works. He is very good at giving another opinion and being so accurate because he studies all of these journals all the time and therefore knows what's going on, certainly in traditional, you know, face-forward medicine. So help yourself, Dr. Ken, at his clinic, 352-735-1400. Got the number? Call him, go visit him, or do a Zoom call, 352-735-1400. Okay, so, deaths from overdose. There's the new movie, The Equalizer 3, as is a subplot, this very thing, the counterfeit pills that are coming to our country, the source for them, and then what happens when you take them. These are called counterfeit pills, but I can't, when they call them counterfeit pills, is that implying that they're made this way at the factory? Or a factory?
Well, these are not legitimate FDA-approved factories. These are products that are being put on the market. Correct. This comes out of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. What a name. But this is the main publication each week by the CDC. Most physicians, medical students read this. And the report this week is that a growing number, Doug, of overdose deaths in our country involve counterfeit pills. These overdose deaths involving counterfeit pills were twice as common in the latter half of 2021 as they were in the last 6 months of 2019, accounting for about, are you ready, 5% of overdose deaths.
Wow.
And in Western states, those rates tripled during the same period. The drugs are made to look like prescription opioids or stimulants to treat ADHD. About 75% were made to look like oxycodone. Fentanyl test strips. So what do you do about this? Fentanyl test strips and similar products can help identify pills' contents, while the overdose antidote naloxone may also help save lives. People should only use pills, Doug, prescribed to them and received from a pharmacy or a healthcare provider. That's how you avoid all this.
Wow. All right. Next, COVID. The COVID, long COVID, and what sort of special challenges it presents for those who are older in our country. And then I think we need to talk about all the hoopla about the new COVID variant, because it's much less threatening than the news media wants to fill us all with fear and scare the hell out of us. You know, no COVID, look out. It's nonsense. It's, people are going to get it. My daughter-in-law got it this week. So under the circumstances, it's around. But are we going to run off of the cliff here or not?
Right, right. The first lady has it. Our second, yeah. Some say her third episode. She's had two original vaccines, two boosters, and she has at least her second. I've heard some reports her third episode. So this is around, and anyone can get it. I think COVID has been too long for all of us, and we're all just, you know, just have had enough.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the U.S. Open tennis, and, you know, a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, you couldn't even come in here without being checked, and here all the tennis players are coughing away. So things have changed. This is really going on. This was around the end of 2019, and here we're almost at 2024. So we're looking at 4 years plus of this. And I think everybody's had enough of COVID. And fortunately, this has evolved into a mild illness for most. There is a small subset of people who do need to take cover and make sure that they stay out of harm's way. Well. You know, these are the really elderly, over 75, the immunocompromised, the people with multiple health issues. Yes, but for most of us, fortunately, these newer variants are mild, colds not down low in the lungs as just a bad.
So what are you recommending for shots? You always recommend a flu shot. That enough?
Well,
that's it?
I'm recommending, I want to see the new vaccine and where we are, because there's a couple of variants out there right now, and depending on what this new vaccine has, it'll either be very sensitive or insensitive to the current variant, and it also depends on you as an individual, so there's no one-size-fits-all answer to this. You have to ask your doctor.
All right, there it is. Answers to your questions. Call them in, 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.